powerful storm moving north along the eastern seaboard. As it closes in on New York and New Jersey, it flattens trees, floods streets, and knocks over buildings. This all happened almost 200 years ago, but a new report out today urges New Yorkers and New Jerseyans to consider what would happen if a similar storm hit us again. WNYC's Ilya Marritz has been looking at this study, and he joins me now. Good morning, Ilya.
Good morning.
So before we get into this report, if this 1821 storm was so terrible, why is it not better remembered?
Well, this storm has fascinated climatologists for a long time, even though, as you say, it's pretty much unknown to the general public. Unfortunately, record keeping was just very patchy in 1821. Remember, the president at the time was James Monroe, the population of New York City wasn't much more than 100,000, and modern measurements for weather just had not been developed at the time. So what Swiss Re, a reinsurance company, did is they looked at newspaper accounts and other written records from that time. They also looked at sand samples taken from barrier islands, and they used that information to model what the storm might have looked like.
Okay, well, you know, the title of the report seems designed to shock. It's called The Big One, the East Coast's $100 billion hurricane event. What are some of the top-line findings?
This report suggests that this 1821 hurricane packed wind gusts up to 156 miles an hour as it moved up the East Coast from the Carolinas. They say it made landfall at Jamaica Bay in Queens as a strong Category 3 storm. That's something we have seldom experienced. And that if this 1821 storm were to happen today, it would cause 50% more insured damage than Sandy, more damage even than Katrina, $100 billion. We've posted a link to the report on our website, WNYC.org, and we've also included a couple really striking images of what the flooding would look like in lower Manhattan, basically the 1821 storm superimposed on the Manhattan of today.
Wow. So what is the relevance of this reconstructed storm to today?
Well, Megan Lincoln is the meteorologist who wrote this report, and she says it tells us something about risk.
Especially in the New York area, Hurricane Sandy is now thought of as being the worst possible event. And it was definitely a devastating storm. It impacted millions of people, and it did a lot of damage, billions of dollars worth. However, Hurricane Sandy lacked the strong winds of a major hurricane, even though it brought extreme storm surge.
So again, winds as well as that storm surge that we had in Sandy. In the meantime, sea levels have risen, which amplifies any storm surge, and our coasts are now heavily populated. Remember, there weren't a lot of people living in places like the Rockaways until pretty recently. I should just point out that Swiss Re is an insurance company, and they do have a commercial interest.
You know, can we consider this report definitive in any way?
I would say it's more like food for thought. A number of scholars are looking at this 1821 storm right now, and they do not all agree on the shape of it. Nicholas Koch of Queens College has studied this storm for decades, and he agrees that it was big and it was bad, but he was blistering about Swiss Re's seemingly precise projections about those wind speeds.
Boy, are they good. They must have a time machine. What they did was extrapolate. Oh, the wind was heavy. Oh, it was disaster. Oh, the trees fell down. Wow, that is scary data. You know what I mean? Did they have an anemometer that they were reading?
An anemometer, by the way, is a wind meter.
Right.
The academic debate aside, there is a clear message here, and this is it. Sandy was terrible for New York, but it was not an anomaly. Storms that were as bad or worse have happened in the past, and they can happen again.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz. Thanks so much, Ilya.
You're welcome.